Hello, darling. Gloria Victoria of Astoria here, or Gloria Victoria of Astoria Incorporated. Darlings, if you don't know, darlings, I am the financial backer and reason for SundayMorningRoses.com's continued success, darling. Hold on one moment. Yes, darling, I have a chocolate martini with a lemon vodka grass wheat shot on the side. Thank you. Yes, so today I'm here, darlings, to introduce to you a special little segment featuring Aunt Anita M. Buffum and Aunt Gina Marie Bertelli, who did a brief little stint on this website called stupidasskquestions.com. Now, apparently they're part of Sunday Morning Emotions or something, so please enjoy and make sure to tune back throughout the rest of this week and weekend to hear more from Aunt Anita Buffum, Anita Buffum, and Gina Marie Bertelli. Thank you, darlings, and thank you so much, darlings.
Honey, how does it sound to just go to Boca?
Oh.
And do nothing.
Oh, God, and just lie on the beach.
Oh, honey, well, you know, Mr. Buffum got me the house down there.
Oh,
the
God.
Condo.
Well, we should go down there.
Well, oh, God, I want to go. You know, I think I am going to go, actually. I'm planning about it next weekend. Do you think you can... I'm going to go, I'm going to go for the week, but you think you can get off from work?
Well, let me try. Let me talk to you, Aphrodite. Let me see, you know, if, you know, Nicola over there is going to, you know...
Let you have it off.
Let me have it off.
Well, you just always tell me you have the boobie cancer again. They'll never know.
I know.
Well, they'll never know.
I can just tell them I have to go in for a little treatment down there. You know?
Exactly. They'll never know. How are they going to know?
They can't.
They're not going to know. Just tell them. Tell them you're going to get the boobie cancer.
All right.
And you're going to go get the boobie cancer checked out down in Boca.
That's it.
Because you're in remission.
That's it.
What is it? Is that remission?
Yeah.
Remission.
Remission.
All right. Well, just tell them what you got to do. They'll never know.
They'll never know.
How are they going to know?
Who knows?
Oh, are we?
Oh.
Oh, God. We're on.
Well, now they'll know.
Oh, God. Oh, well, okay. Well, okay, can you? Well, just tell them something else.
Oh.
Okay. Hello, right, everybody.
Hello. How are you?
I am Aunt Anita M. Buffum.
And I'm Aunt Gina Marie Bertelli.
And you know us from
SundayMorningMimosa.com.
Yes.
That's
now,
right.
We're here answering questions all week long for stupidassquestions.com.
Yes.
On the interwebs, the
web out there somewhere.
On the Googles. Have you had a Google?
No. Google.
It's some interwebs thing. I don't
really?
The AOLs and the Yahoos.
Well, AOL's the one that I use.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
For your emails and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Mr. Buffum got me this BlackBerry thing, and I don't even know how to use it.
Honey.
Well, he likes to keep in touch with me while he is away on business. But let's get down to business here. We're answering questions here on the interwebs.
That's nice.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
God.
What's this question here?
Yeah.
Sent in from a viewer.
Let's see what this is.
Here, a listener. I moved into a new apartment, and already I'm late on rent. What's rent?
That's when you pay, honey, to live somewhere. Yeah. A lot of people do it. Oh, yeah, honey.
Well, all right. I guess okay. The landlord keeps pounding on my... What's a landlord?
The landlord is the person that owns the land.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord keeps pounding on my door, yelling, "Where's my money? Where's my money?"
Huh?
Is he trying to steal?
No. He's looking for his money, honey.
What? I don't... Okay. Do you think it would be okay to scan in some foreign money, print it out, and give it to him and say, "Me no speaky English"?
Oh, well, this might be a good question to ask your maid there.
Oh, Maria Consuelo Gonzalez Fernando Muchacho Lopez Sanchez Casilla Vega Smith?
Yes!
She lives with me, though, down in the basement.
Oh, well, then, and she doesn't pay rent, right? You're not hollering.
No, we don't pay rent.
Oh, God.
I don't think we pay rent.
Well, I don't like that this person's trying to sound like they're Spanish and they don't speak English.
Is that what that is?
I think that's
Mexican?
Not very nice. I think that's...
Well, it's racist
what
it is. It's racist.
Well, I don't like that.
Well, I hope Maria Consuelo Gonzalez Fernando Muchacho Lopez Sanchez Garcia Vega Smith never hears this.
No.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, God.
Well, we don't let her use the computer, so...
Well, no.
I guess there's
no... Or watch TV.
No.
I've never seen one.
Well, there's
in
no
room.
Need for her to watch TV.
Well... Because you won't get those Telemundo channels for her.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and we also don't have electricity down there, so,
in the
basement.
Well,
but
no.
I mean.
Why even think you have that pump well, don't you, system for her?
Well, it's what she's used to. I didn't want to get rid of it.
Hello? Go on, honey.
Why am I printing out foreign money?
I don't like that. The sound of that. And why would somebody send that in? I hope there's not a name on that letter.
Now, this we're going to have to take down to the Astoria police.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
This is
they're trying to do some illegalities here.
Yeah.
And I don't think President Obama would like this.
No, honey.
Did you know he's black?
Yeah. You know, I found that out the other day.
I had no idea.
I was shocked.
I was...
I thought he looked like a nice Latino boy.
Even still, I had no idea. Mm. I mean, I don't watch the news, really.
Well, not
so
really.
How would I know?
Not
but,
really up with that. But,
well, and I didn't even know that we had an election this year.
No, who knew?
Until the last minute.
Well...
But we don't vote.
Well, we don't know. I mean, really.
Well, in answer to your question, do not break the law.
No, honey.
Actually, no, we're going to take this down. Let's take this down.
You know,
come on. We're
going to
take this down right now. The police station's right down the
I'm
street.
I'm going to put
here.
It in the envelope.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, get your pocketbook.
This is not right. Where's my pocketbook?
Get out.
People trying to steal my money.
I can't believe that.
I don't understand.
We're not right.
He was a famous jumping man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was called with the draft. He's in the army now, he's blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a tootie out of tootie bows at 8 to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow no unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was some boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays the boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump at each of the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And out of tootie, out of tootie, out of toot toot, he blows an eight to the bar. He can't blow a note without the bass and guitar is in with him. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep a boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early rise. They clap their hands and step their feet.